When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
So yesterday, a post, a social media post from High Points Drive-In announcing that they are closing three of their nine locations. It's a very successful burger place that most people in St. Louis know about. And that's sad news. You don't want to see any businesses close, even if the business is staying, but some of the branches are going away. You still don't want to see that. And to talk about that with us and some of the other closings and openings happening in St. Louis, George Mahey, the dining editor with St. Louis Magazine, is in studio. Hello, George.
Hi, Raj. How you doing?
Good to see you, man. So what's going on with High Point?
Well, you know, I was as surprised as anybody to hear. I just thought that was the kind of place that, you know, hamburgers are solid, you know, pizza solid, tacos solid, good, safe businesses, relatively speaking. So I was a little bit surprised to hear about that, but not in the current economic climate. You know, when it's time to tighten your belts, these kind of things happen. And there wasn't a lot of information in the press release. So I talked to the principal owner and to the minority owner, and I said, okay, what's going on? What's the deal? And it was nothing really surprised me that much. These were the underperforming units. There's still six left. It's not like the place has gone completely, you know, gone, but so the three underperforming units were closed. This will allow them to concentrate on, you know, the units that are there. And I said, so what's the plan? We're going to redo the menu. I said, this is a good point. And this is what I learned that wasn't in anybody else's story. They kind of retrenched a little bit, and they went back to super basics like burgers and fries, and that's about it. We're going to take away all the sandwiches, we're going to take away these specials, we're going to take away a lot of the stuff just to concentrate on the core, you know, what we do, which is hamburgers. And they realized that was a mistake. They said, there's a lot of good places that serve smash burgers in town, good smash burgers, and you have to differentiate yourself. You have to be different. So now they've decided to go back to the original concept of, you know, those fancy sandwiches and those big outrageous burgers and the stuff that was, you know, we saw all over Instagram. So it's kind of back to the future in a sense for these guys. And this is what the majority partner told me. And Mike Johnson, who's the minority partner, he goes, and that's really a good idea because, you know, I'm all for this because I'm the guy that created all this.
Right.
I'm the guy that started all this. These were my ideas. So he's really gung-ho about it. But I thought that was really kind of what's in the mind of the restaurant guy. It sounded like a good idea to kind of let's just slow down and go back to, you know, basics, and there aren't as many moving parts with just burgers. But now you're going to see them kind of expand their menu reach again, which I find very interesting. And they said, I said, so you guys, you know, a year ago when you formed your new corporation, you said, oh, we're going to do, I forget how many, you know, how many new High Points, and they're in with the Taco Buddha guy, and we're going to do a bunch of Taco Buddhas too. I said, so what happens? What's going to happen with all that? He goes, no, we are, you know, full bore going ahead with expansion plans. So even though they're closing these units, you're going to see more High Points and you're going to see more Taco Buddhas coming up. And I said, you know, you want to give a hint? And he said, we've got our eye on St. Charles for both concepts. And I said, how about beyond? How about regionally? And he said, you know, we're open to that. We don't have any, you know, any takers yet. But if somebody wants to talk to us about, you know, Columbia, Missouri, we're interested. So it's very interesting that they closed, but it's not like the end of the don't like sound the death knell.
Here. Right. And just so you know, the three locations that closed are closing: Edwardsville and O'Fallon, Illinois, and Baldwin, Missouri.
Right.
So those are the three that are going away. And you mentioned Mike Johnson, Sugar Fire Mike Johnson,
right,
the relationship there. So
we've
had him in a bunch of times. Really great guy.
Yeah, and the Baldwin location was a much smaller one. You know, I think these guys were so smart, and it was so cute. They called it a little high.
Because
it's teeny and diminutive. So I thought that was kind of cute. But
we think of the regional reach because Session Taco, they opened a brand or a, you know, restaurant out in the Kansas City area.
Several. Yeah.
Yeah. And guess it's going well for them. It's interesting about the sandwiches. I did think that with High Point, that it might be a weird lane if it's just burgers because, you know, especially in an area like Baldwin, there's all the typical fast food joints, which are pretty cheap. And they've got burgers. Then there might be the slightly more expensive sit-down restaurants. So High Point was kind of straddling the two if it was just burgers.
Well, they were kind of being a little bit of something for everybody. And then they pulled back on that. And they said, you know, you learn by making decisions like mm-hmm. this. And we made a bad one there. And we're going to go back to the original concept. So all is not, you know, lost in the High Point world.
So a lot of
closures to talk about.
Yeah,
you know,
it's
that time of year.
Yeah. So what you got?
Well, I mean, there is a place called the Wheelhouse downtown.
Yeah, we know Wheelhouse,
which was there for I think 11 years, and they just closed after their big New Year's Eve party. And they're known for kind of wild parties and wild times, right? And I haven't heard anything about that party, but I didn't hear that there were any like incidents or anything. So I'm sure they went out with a bang. But you know that they were there. For a long time, and they were known for their weekend brunches where they did the, you know, they had those mimosa, all you can drink mimosas, and they did they do cocktail flights, 4 for $25 cocktails. They did a porn star martini, and no, I never asked what that was all about. So
why wouldn't you ask?
I just didn't go there. So anyway, a very colorful place.
Well,
very,
now they're out of business, George.
Yeah, great job, George.
Now I'll never get one. So but again, people got it confused with the Midwestern, which is their sister restaurant there also. And but it's still open.
So I know they're sister restaurants, but isn't there some competition and maybe Midwestern was taking some business away from Wheelhouse?
Possibly. And I think that a lot of the business from Wheelhouse will go to Midwestern. I should correct myself. The Midwestern is the place that has all these brunches and porn star martinis. So we still can get those there.
Okay.
So
yeah.
But that's put that on your list of things to do. And they're, again, they're kind of, these guys are kind of, like I said, they're very aggressive and very colorful. And I was looking at their social media and the first entry for January, this, you know, with all these kind of wild partying people. Dry January never stood a chance. So welcome to the Midwestern.
Stupid idea. Dry January.
Yeah, well.
I have a quick question, and it's, I know I want to get to more of like the closings, but we talked about the High Point Baldwin closing.
Yep.
And we had a texter say that Baldwin location right there is not great and nothing seems to get traction. Why is it there are certain buildings that restaurant after restaurant goes into a building and every single one fails and you almost feel like it's cursed with the public?
I want to say, I've always said I don't believe in cursed locations. I believe in cursed operators. You know, I think the right concept will work in any place. And there's been folks that have proven that correct. When Taco Buddha went into their original location, that place was a 5-time loser or 6.
Really?
And they proved that you can make it happen if you've got the right thing. So I don't know about that. And as far as that place a little high, part of the reason that they did that, it was supposed to have a drive-through. And I think the original place there did have a drive-through, mm-hmm. which is kind of it's like the Holy Grail. If you got a drive-through, you're good. That's everybody likes to sit in their car and wait for food. But I don't know the reason for this, but they opened without the drive-through. They ended up doing what I thought was, you know, they ignored the most appealing aspect of that site. So again, hindsight is 20/20, but they should have had a drive-through.
So you did say that there were some other closings to talk about. What do we have?
So another big story this week was the Steve's Hot Dogs fountain on Delmar closing.
Right.
That was you know.
And all, the fountain on Del Mar.
Fountain on Del Mar. All over the airwaves, all over the news, all over radio, all over, you know, print. And they both closed on, or they're, I guess, set to close January 10th. So we've got a few more days there. And again, this is in the Del Mar Maker District, which was obviously, you know, a lot of it was decimated by the tornado. And, you know, that story's out there of a lot of those residents there have been displaced and they haven't moved back. And that's, you know, you need your core audience, you need your core neighborhood to support you. And if you're going to become a destination restaurant, that's fine. But that's a whole other, it's a little harder to pull off. You need the neighborhood to support you. So on the one hand, these guys decided to close these two units. But again, this wasn't Steve's only unit. There's several other Steve's hot dogs that the public can support. There is the flagship Fountain on Locust downtown, or where is that? Midtown, mm-hmm. I guess. That people can support. So don't, it's going to be okay. And, you know, and everybody goes, well, what's the deal with the Del Mar Maker District? Is it going to make it? Is it going to come back? And, you know, you see things like this and go, oh boy, maybe not. Maybe this is, you know, is this the beginning of the end? And then in the next sentence, I write that Ben Paremba is who has several restaurants there, and he was going to reopen, if you remember, Elia and Olio, mm-hmm. which were his two of his restaurants in Botanical Heights. He was going to reopen them in the Del Mar Maker District. The tornado comes and pretty much wipes out the building that he was going to put those in. And I go, oh, that's going to be it for that. And he goes, oh, no, we're going to rebuild. And this Elia is going to be a restaurant like St. Louis has never seen, quote unquote. So he's going back, putting these two restaurants in there. He has plans for another wine bar restaurant. And he's going to make another announcement in March for yet another restaurant. So Ben's going to have like seven restaurants in this little strip of Del Mar. So if anybody can pull off the revival of the Del Mar Maker District single-handedly, it's going to be Ben Paremba. So, I mean, all eyes are on him. I've got, you know, fingers crossed everywhere that these places are going to take off and go in this place called Esca. If you guys mm-hmm. have been to Esca, it's an incredible restaurant. Yeah. I mean, it was my favorite restaurant, you know, still is one of my very favorite restaurants. Was favorite restaurant of last year, maybe, and, you know, favorite till I go to another restaurant that I really like. Yeah. But
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Anyway, hats off to Ben Paremba for doubling down and just putting his foot to the gas and going for it.
And to kind of like full circle, which you guys note in St. Louis Magazine, the old Elia and Olio space is a Taco Buddha now.
That's right.
Yeah, full circle, tying it all together. And it's an old, like, two-bay service station, gas station building that I think looks so cool. Not that everything has to be for the gram, but I mean, it's the Taco Buddha in that old Olio space is really cool. It's a really Instagrammable place.
And going back to Olio, it's in that service station, yeah. And the new Olio is also in a service station in the Del Mar Maker District.
That's awesome.
It looks like darn near a carbon copy of. It's like Ben couldn't have asked for a better duplicate.
Oh my gosh, I'm blanking. Is it Blueprint Coffee? That's in the service station.
Yes.
In South.
On Watson Road.
On Watson. That's such a cool space, too.
You just got to love those. Yeah. Anytime there's a converted service station,
I like that.
It's just cozy like that.
Really? The Hill has one, right?
Yes, they do.
I forgot what that's called, but it's a wine bar, maybe?
They still got the gas pumps out in front, and it's very charming. And the other guy that's doing one is Mike Del Pietro. He's doing one in U-City that was in an old three-bay service station. So I hope, again, you just hope that some of those old tiles are left and, you know, maybe leave a little grease smudge around just to somebody know it was a service station. One closing that wasn't announced and isn't horrible news is a place called Turn. Turn is a breakfast and lunch restaurant in the Grand Center district. And it's a guy named David Kirkland runs it. And, He was the guy, if you remember, that started Cafe Osage in the Central West End. And a while back, this was before Bowood by Niche. It was in that building. Anyway, David Kirkland's a very talented guy. He's been doing this place called Turn, and he's a former DJ. So Turn, you know, Turn Records, restaurant, Turn the Tables, the whole bit. Yeah. So he, and he's got his main wall has 72 vinyl album covers that he rotates out. So every time you go in there, you might see an album cover that you didn't see before, which is kind of a cute shtick. But anyway, David says, he goes, I got good news and bad news. I'm going to close the restaurant. I go, oh man, David, I'm so sorry to hear that. He goes, it's not all bad. My wife got a great job in Little Rock, Arkansas. She's going to be a curator of a major museum down there, and we're moving to Arkansas. And that happens this summer. So the last day will be May 31st. So he's got a long, slow goodbye, he said. So we've got 5 months to go and get to Turn before they close. So that's, and he said, you know, all things considered, if a restaurant can go out that way, that's the way you want to do it. He's going to have a heck of a 5 months.
That'll be very good for him.
And everybody wins. And it's like I said, it's going to be good news. It gives the, you know, the landlord time to kind of shop the space and let's line up a new guy. So that's the way to do it if you can. And so he's going out on, you know, on his own terms.
George Mahey, dining editor for St. Louis Magazine. We never have enough time because there's always plenty to cover. We appreciate you coming in, though. Good to see you.
Anytime.
It's Chris and Amy on KMOX.